AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court ends its term with a pair of rulings, one limiting how the EPA can use the Clean Air Act to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Incomprehensible.
The decision is called a major step in the wrong direction, a gut punch. At a time of increasing environmental damage by climate change and amid dire warnings about the future. The court also ruled the Biden administration can end a Trump-era immigration policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration courts. President Biden blasts the court's ruling ending the constitutional right to an abortion. AP Sagar-Magani has the story.
The president says the high court made a mistake in essentially challenging privacy rights.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States.
And says he backs changing Senate filibuster rules to let a bill extending abortion protection pass by a simple majority instead of 60 votes. Still, as he ended a NATO summit in Spain, the president said the ruling does not affect the nation's global standing.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been.
Taking credit for modernizing NATO to adapt to new threats from China and Russia. He announced more aid for Ukraine while saying the alliance will stick with Kyiv as long as it takes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is threatening to scuttle a bill to boost semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. if Democrats revive their stalled package of energy and economic initiatives. The $52 billion measure would lower the cost of countless products that rely on semiconductors and would yield hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs in this country. McConnell is opposed to efforts by Senate Democrats to revive their stalled legislation by bypassing the filibuster. This is AP News. Uvalde, Texas Mayor Don McLaughlin and the town council met tonight with concerned parents demanding information on the investigation into the shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead along with their 18-year-old gunman.
All the cops that are around here know exactly what happened in there, but they have a gag order to keep their mouth shut. But what about us parents?
I agree. You should know before anybody. You should know even before we should know.
In this from KSAT, McLaughlin tells citizens that the State Department of Public Safety and the local district attorney have kept him in the dark, just as they've been kept in the dark.
I've got nothing. I can't even tell you, look anybody in the eye in here and tell you who's in charge of this investigation, because I don't know.
The state, targeting security and mental health, but not firearms regulations, has ordered all school districts to increase security, especially exterior doors, before the start of the next school year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.